Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, the young Mets right-hander Jonathan Tsang threw a scoreless top of the first inning for New York. Randy Vasquez took the mound for the Padres in the bottom half of the inning. Vasquez got the first two outs, but then it was Pete Alonso.
Sends this one in the air to deep center field. He has done it again. Oh, my goodness. Pete Alonso has homered in four consecutive games, and he gives the Mets a 1-0 lead.
1-0 Met lead, like Jesse said, four consecutive games with a home run for Alonso. He homered in every game of this series. Home runs were a big problem for the Padres in this series. We'll talk more about that in a second. Padres still trailed 1-0 in the top of the third. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a one-out single. He went to second on an errant pickoff attempt from Tsang. He went to third base on a wild pitch. Luis Arraez was at the plate.
This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Here it comes on 3-2. Arraez swings, pops it into left field, not deep. Nimmo coming in, we'll see. Makes the catch. Fernando's on his way. Here's the throw to the plate. It's not in time. Tatis slides in feet first. And for the second time in the last 2 days, Tatis scores on a sac fly that was more pop-up than fly ball. It's a 1-1 game.
Yeah, it was really, really shallow. I don't know that there is another player in baseball that would have tried to score on that other than Fernando Tatis Jr., but he tried it. He scored pretty easily, testing the arm of Mets left fielder Brandon Nimmo, and the game was tied at 1. Tied at 1-1 going bottom 3. Randy Vasquez gave up a couple of hits to start the inning. The Mets had runners on second and third with nobody out. Padres played the infield back against Juan Soto. He drove in a run with a ground out. It was 2-1 New York. Vasquez then walked Pete Alonso to put two on base again. And then we had an interesting moment with Vasquez at just 48 pitches. Mike Schilt pulled him. He went to Wandy Peralta to face the left-handed hitting Brandon Nimmo.
1-2 now, and Nimmo swings, hits it in the air, deep to right center. Fernando is back at the wall. It's going to go. A three-run homer into the bullpen for Nimmo, his 24th of the year. And just like that, the Met lead is 5-1.
It was a four-run bottom half of the third. It would stay 5-1 for a while. The Mets' Jonathan Tsang was really good. Five innings, just one unearned run allowed. He struck out 8. The Padres' bullpen did a good job. They did their part today, put up zeros. Wandy Peralta threw a scoreless fourth inning. Kyle Hart threw a scoreless fifth inning. Yuki Matsui, a scoreless sixth inning. Ron Marinaccio allowed a walk, a hit, a sac fly. In the seventh, the Mets took a 6-1 lead. But the problem was, Mets' bullpen was also good. Tyler Rogers, a scoreless sixth inning. Brooks Raley did the same in the eighth inning. Brad Gley Rodriguez threw a scoreless inning in the bottom half of the eighth, and then Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning put together a 1-2-3 frame, striking out 2, and that was that here today. Final score, Mets 6 and the Padres 1, no doubt about it. The moment where this game changed, the Brandon Nimmo home run to put the Mets up 5-1, a 4-run bottom half of the third for New York. And you really look at it, after the single by Fernando Tatis Jr., he would end up scoring in that third inning. The Padres had two infield singles, just two more base runners from that moment, from innings 4-9. So a quiet day offensively for the Padres. They had just one run on 6 hits. The Padres went 0-2 with runners in scoring position. So again, they just didn't have a ton of base traffic today. And meanwhile, the Mets had 6 runs on 7 hits, including the 2 home runs. And that was certainly a theme in this game. The home run ball, not in a good way for the Padres. Had this note passed along to me. Padres pitching gave up a season-high 10 home runs in this three-game series. It's the most home runs given up in a three-game series since August of 2020. So this was a tough series for Padres pitching in that sense. They gave up a ton of home runs. They gave up 3 to Alonso. They gave up 1 to Nimmo. They gave up 1 to Marte. 1 to Soto. They gave up a home run to Beatty. Another to Alonso on Tuesday night. So yes, the Padres gave up a lot of home runs in this series, and they dropped 2 out of 3. Quite frankly, the Padres not had that big swing for Manny yesterday, the Grand Slam. It would come close to getting swept in this series. So a couple of different issues. Obviously, the starting pitching leaving a little bit to be desired in this series, with Michael King struggling on Tuesday. Pivetta was okay yesterday, 4 2/3 innings, gave up 3 runs. And Randy Vasquez, again, interesting today. Randy, you know, gets charged with four runs, but keep in mind he came out of the game in the third with just two runs on the board. And again, the Padres had a very quick hook on him today. Went to Peralta to face Nimmo. Nimmo took him deep, and it made it a 5-1 New York lead. And the Mets go on to win 6-1.